You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. In a public briefing yesterday, San Luis Obispo County Public Health Officer Dr. Penny Bornstein put into effect a mandatory mask mandate for all public indoor operations. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more.
The mandate went into effect at midnight and has no set end date. It applies to all indoor public areas, including grocery stores, restaurants, and physical fitness centers. Bornstein says the surge in cases this summer has only gotten worse, with more than 3,500 COVID-19 cases documented in August alone. In the month of June, San Luis Obispo County saw just 163 cases. Bornstein says the county is tracking 90 outbreaks in schools, long-term care facilities, and businesses. She says this surge could completely overwhelm the local healthcare system.
These numbers supersede anything that we have seen in this pandemic, including in our winter surge. Total hospitalizations, total number of individuals in intensive care units are the highest they have ever been in this COVID pandemic. And unlike in January, we are now fully open. So we have a higher risk of even further transmission.
The mask mandate applies to vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. Bornstein says masks must cover the nose and mouth snugly. People 2 years old and under, or those with a medical or mental health condition, are exempt. Several San Luis Obispo County healthcare officials spoke at the August 31st briefing, including the CEO of Tenet Health Central Coast, Mark Lisa, who urged cooperation with the new mandate.
This is real. This is the worst that we've seen so far. The virus doesn't care how you vote. The virus doesn't take its cues from social media. And the virus doesn't engage in conspiracy theory. If you no longer want to wear masks, if you want our nation to get back to normal, if you want to go about your daily lives as before, then please, for the time being, wear a mask, maintain social distancing, and get vaccinated.
Bornstein says since June 15th, almost 77% of documented COVID-19 cases in SLO County have been among people who are not fully vaccinated. As of August 31st, 284 people have died from the disease in San Luis Obispo County. 67 people are currently hospitalized. 20 of them are in the ICU. To sign up for a vaccine appointment, visit myturn.ca.gov. And for more information on COVID-19 cases in SLO County, visit the website emergencyslo.org. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.